WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hutt here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more, well, calm. We've all been there, right? Hitting those moments where we feel like our inner critic is having a full-blown concert in our heads. But what if I told you there was a way to actually turn that volume down and cultivate some serious self-love? That's what we're diving into today, practicing self-compassion and loving-kindness, because honestly, sometimes the best thing we can do for ourselves is treat ourselves with the same care and understanding we'd offer our dearest friends. Think about it. You wouldn't slam your bestie for messing up a presentation or having a bad day, would you? Of course not. We tend to be much kinder to those we love, so why are we so harsh on ourselves? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, constantly judging and criticizing our every move. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring our flaws or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about recognizing that we're all human and perfect, messy, and constantly learning. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your pain. This sounds simple, but it's so often overlooked. When things get tough, don't try to push those feelings down or pretend they're not there. Allow yourself to feel them, acknowledge the hurt, and give yourself permission to grieve whatever you've lost. Remember, feeling our emotions is a strength, not a weakness. 2. Treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Instead of saying, "I messed up again," try something like, "This wasn't my best moment, but I can learn from it." 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and be present in the moment. This helps us detach from those negative self-talk loops and cultivate a sense of peace. 4. Remember your humanity. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this journey. Everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and experiences setbacks. We're all just trying to figure things out, one step at a time. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This helps shift our focus away from negativity and fosters a sense of contentment. Ever felt like you're constantly on edge, worrying about everything? Like that inner critic is playing a never-ending loop of self-doubt. Well, let me share a relatable example. Imagine this. You're presenting a big project at work. You've put in the hours, prepared diligently, but then, bam. You stumble over your words, your mind goes blank, and suddenly you feel like the whole room is judging you. That familiar feeling of self-criticism kicks in, whispering things like, "You're such an idiot, you messed this up completely," and just when you need to shine, you're drowning in your own negativity. Sound familiar? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, but here's the thing. You can choose to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with self-compassion. Imagine instead of getting lost in that spiral of doubt, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it's okay to feel nervous, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. You could even say something kind to yourself like, "Okay, I stumbled a bit, but I'm still learning, I've got this." Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress and treating ourselves with kindness along the way. So, let's recap. Practicing self-compassion isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool for resilience, growth, and navigating life's ups and downs with more grace. By acknowledging our pain, treating ourselves with kindness, practicing mindfulness, remembering our humanity, and cultivating gratitude, we can quiet that inner critic and create space for self-love to flourish. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, tips, or even just a word of encouragement in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and kindness together. And remember, be kind to yourself today, you deserve it. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.